Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell has delayed a vote on the repeal of Obamacare. As it stands now, the proposed health care bill in the U.S. Senate would result in deep cuts to Medicaid. But a recent report says Alabama is one of seven states where rural seniors rely more on Medicaid for their health care than they do in most other places. WBHM's Dan Carson has more.
The report from Georgetown University's Rural Health Policy Project says 20% of seniors in rural Alabama rely on Medicaid. The national average is 15%. Joan Alker is one of the authors.
Medicaid is playing a really important role in providing long-term care when somebody has to go in a nursing home. Rural areas already have problems accessing health care. Doctor shortages, rural hospitals have really been struggling.
She says the cuts to Medicaid in the U.S. Senate bill could force rural hospitals and nursing homes to shut down and
leave states holding the bag. So Alabama, which I know already has struggled to fund their Medicaid program as is, would face really tough choices. Either the state would have to raise taxes or you'd really have to cut back on your Medicaid services. There could be literally people just cut off.
According to the American Healthcare Association, the current bill could cost the average Alabama nursing home about $200,000 a year in revenue, which could shut some of them down and leave people without care. John Mattson is spokesman for the Alabama Nursing Home Association. He says 67% of nursing home residents in the state have their care paid for by Medicaid.
The people we care for in our nursing homes might have been your former school teacher. Many of these individuals worked hard for a long time, may have even retired as middle class or upper middle class, but because they lived a long time, they spent their retirement savings, and now they have great medical needs that are simply more than they can afford.
So seniors in Alabama, as well as family who might have to leave work to care for them, could have a lot at stake if the current proposal passes. For WBHM, I'm Dan Carson.
You can access the report on Medicaid and rural communities on our website, WBHM.org.